Welcome to the Kathy Donovan Sessions. I'm your host, Kathy Donovan. We're talking relationships, secrets, superpowers, and we're setting ourselves up to live life fully. Let's get started. Well, then here we are. Hi, I'm Kathy Donovan, and I'm going to be taking over the first episode of this podcast. To give you an idea of who I am to have a podcast, I think it's so interesting that my journey has brought me to this place where almost full circle, I'm back on the radio. I started in broadcasting when I was 8 years old, and I'm old enough to remember when things were very, very different around broadcasting. So I've had a very fulfilling and wonderful career as a broadcaster for over four decades in Canada. And it started because my dad worked in public relations, and I was a little girl of about 8 years old with zero self-esteem. And my dad was asked if I would like to be part of the cast of a children's radio show in St. John, New Brunswick. And of course he said yes, because here's an opportunity to give the kid some self-esteem and help her to be part of something. And it was one of the greatest gifts I think my dad ever gave me, because not only did it give me a sense of community and belonging, it made me feel very free. Every Wednesday after school, I would go to the radio studio downtown St. John. And back in the day, you know, these were rooms with no windows and lots of soundproofing, very strange, kind of otherworldly. We would tell stories and sing songs. I was even asked to give a babysitter a watch, because she was being awarded this recognition by our community for having saved children in a fire when she was babysitting. And that planted a really important seed for me about, you know, civic duty and doing the right thing and being honoring people for doing good things. So especially at this time when people are coming unglued and the world is in such chaos, I thought it would be really great to get together and put some magic back in this thing and focus on some stories and interview some folks who, in my view, are just beautiful, successful, have overcome a lot of stuff, have unlearned a bunch of things, and have produced a life that they love. So through their example, I want to share their stories and help all of us to continue to grow and learn and be more, have more, do more, and ultimately share ourselves more in the world. So that beautiful seed of magic, the magic of broadcasting, was planted in my heart as that little eight-year-old girl who was paid in candy to do a weekly radio show. And the magic of it being for me was that we record the show on Wednesday, and, you know, the professionals would edit and do what they had to do. And then on Saturday morning, it would be broadcast throughout the city on your radio. As an eight-year-old child, I did not understand how that worked. And, you know, as an older person, I still don't really fully understand how even this is working, but I'm really glad it is, because I do appreciate you being here so much. I appreciate the opportunity to share some good with you and to invite you to possibly unlearn some ideas that you may have collected along the way that really are not true for you. That was certainly my story. I collected a lot of ideas about who I thought I was that really were not true. Many of us have this shared idea that we're not enough. And we see evidence of it in our lives all the time. And so we find that that's being reinforced. And so we tend to believe that is true. And so it prevents us from really living the life we want to live. It was in understanding, mainly as an adult, I began to understand the power I held to create things in my life. And that power comes from the thoughts I choose to think. You see, the only thing, the only thing we have control over are the thoughts we choose to think. And when we understand that powerful piece, it's a game changer. You see, it was only really in looking back over my life that I saw how powerful I had been. This child with low self-esteem had a dream to be a broadcaster. That seed planted at 8 years old because of the magic, because of the beauty, because of the, you know, how we use our imagination when we're listening, as opposed to judging and overthinking when we're watching. It's really super powerful. So I think partly secretly, I've always wanted to have my own place. And so here we have it, the Kathy Donovan Sessions, and welcome to you. So one of the missions I have in life is to help our world evolve in the direction of more goodness, more kindness, more positivity, and more courage. I have certainly learned about my superpower of courage over the years. It's helped me to ask for what I believe I deserve, and it's helped me to stand in my full power. And all of these things, you know, focusing on courage and using our other superpowers of gratitude and surrender and forgiveness and healthy boundaries, using all these superpowers is really a process we start to develop by making one choice, by taking one step in the direction of what it is we want. And so in the course of this podcast and the series, what I hope is that you will encounter somebody who will strike a chord that will resonate with you, to encourage you to continue on your path, whatever it is you're doing, to inspire you maybe to open a gift you may not have opened yet, or to share that gift more in the world in some way. So we're all in this life adventure together. We're all at different places on the path. We're all doing different things, and that's all cool. I'm not here to judge anybody. I just want us to feel connected and grounded and comfortable, and so that we can grow and learn at the pace that we choose to grow and learn at. So that gives you an idea of how I started. But what really became so powerful for me was that recognition that my thoughts create things. And so the thoughts that I was choosing to think about my career as a broadcaster, by the way, I had told nobody I wanted to be a broadcaster, but I did study communications at McGill University in Montreal for a while, until I decided that, you know what, FM radio was just being born in Canada. I wanted to be part of it. And so I dropped out of university and I took a very bold step and I moved to a new city. And it was at a time when Canada's first FM campus radio station was being launched. And guess what? I was asked to join the team. It was a non-paying situation, but you know what? I had so much to learn. It was my pleasure. It was like going to university to do the thing that I really wanted to do. It was that combined love of the magic of radio and my love for music. So I spent about a year and a half working at this campus station, and then a professional station launched in Ottawa, and the city that I had moved to, and I got a job there too. I boldly asked for a job and worked my way up. I tried many of the jobs, like reception and writing copy and doing many things, until I eventually, with another person, developed a program, and we were on the air 5 days a week for 1 hour from 5 to 6 p.m., a show called In the City. It was very successful, as was the station. It rose to be the number one station in the city. And after about 10 years, I was invited to try my hand in television. And even though I was terrified, I had no idea what I was doing, I said yes. And that's really how it's always been. I don't know what I'm doing, and I say yes because I feel called to or pulled to do the next thing. And I make no, you know, I have no illusions about the fact that I was no good when I started, but that's how we grow. That's how we learn. And my boss was patient. He was tolerant. He was very firm, but he was very tolerant of me. I was absolutely horrible. And there was a lot to learn. Television looks easy when you're really good at it. And it's really challenging when you don't know what you're doing. But everybody starts somewhere. And I'm so grateful for all of the people who tolerated my buffoonery in the beginning. And I'm very grateful to have had 24 years with that television station, working on a number of things. The last 14 years were like another layer of university, because I worked with, I would consider him to be Canada's top television storyteller, Joel Haslam. And Joel and I worked together on a program called Regional Contact that, after 39 years in a half-hour format on a local station, was finally canceled. That's kind of pretty special, I think. And to have been part of that storybook really was an honor and a privilege. And for me, it was week in and week out learning about the stories of people who had listened to their own good guidance about what they really wanted to do in life. You know, we told stories of artists and cooks and adventurers and poets and people who made manhole covers and you name it. There are so many ways to express ourselves in life. And we learn from those people every week what it was like to lead a courageous life. And the message was being drilled into me, I believe, because I had another step to take on my adventure. And when the show was canceled and the company changed their business model, I decided to take on that risk and leave the station to pursue my next chapter, which now is as a writer and broadcaster and storyteller and coach. And I love what I do now too. I mean, I loved my job, but I absolutely love what I do now because it really is a full expression of who I am and what I have to offer. And the experience that I had working in television and radio really prepared me, I think, for this current chapter so that I'm not so intimidated by things that scare other people. I'm not afraid to speak in front of groups. I'm very curious. I love to find out people's stories. I want to get underneath the story. So in this podcast series, you're going to hear me talk about, you know, what supports people in their life, like what spiritual ideas do you hold? Because we all have something different. We all believe in something and we all have a different perspective to share. So there are lessons to learn from everybody if we're open to them. And I'm really trying to unlearn this idea of judging everything and just allowing things to be what they are and accepting people as they are. So I hope you'll accept me as I am too as we go. And I think that gives you some idea of who I am. I've also written a couple of books, one called Inspiration in Action, A Woman's Guide to Happiness, and the other called Unconform, Harnessing the Radical Power of Courage. And I love to share people's stories, as I said. So in that book, I share a number of people's stories of how they've used courage to create some sort of progress in their life or that it's helped them in some way to move beyond living in fear. Because fear, and especially right now in the world, fear is a secondary pandemic as we're living through this pandemic right now. Fear is also something to be very, very concerned with. And my mission is to help people sort of calm their fear and allow courage to help them to live more fully. So I hope you'll continue with me on this journey. I thank you for listening today. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you so much. I'll see you again soon. Till next time. Take care. I really appreciate you being here with me today. If you enjoyed this session, please subscribe and share with a friend to help me spread the good word. For other episodes, visit my website, kathydonovan.com.